This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's Offman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Rare in studio by me on a Friday, Anthony. Normally from the home studio on Fridays, but we had to do some flipping around this week. And what that means, before I want to ask you a horrible question in like 2 minutes, but story time first. But yeah, I got to ask you something that I don't really want to put out into the world, but like we got to do our jobs.
Okay.
Don't worry, it's job related. It's not personal.
I was about to say, you're scaring me.
No, sorry. I never know how to deliver like anything that's not positive to my wife, because if I'm like, hey, this isn't the best or any version of that, then she's looking at me like, are you about to tell me that someone died? And I'm like, no, I forgot to close the cereal box. I don't know, something. Yeah. But it's just like, I don't want to just drop it on you. I want to prepare you the thing that I am about. Anyway.
No, I got you.
Yeah. It's a football related horrible question that I need to ask you.
All right, just curious.
But I have to give a quick shout out.
Okay.
Because I'm down here today. I went over to the Big Stick to grab a sandwich for lunch. And I walk in the door and immediately dude goes, hey, by chance, are you Craig Hoffman? And I was like, yeah, man, what's up? Gave him a little fist bump. And then his buddy next to him was like, yo, I was like, literally, I started talking to the guy, but I think he said, like, I was just listening to Take Command or listening to his podcast or whatever. So I just want to shout out to two dudes who were really nice and said hi at the Big Stick earlier. If y'all are listening, salute to you. Appreciate y'all listening to the show. Good high quality fist bump. And next time you're there, get the Cuban. It's delicious.
Okay. Shout out to those guys, man.
Yeah, shout out to those fellas.
Were you completely caught off guard?
A little bit. Like, I've been around long enough now, and we've been doing this show on video long enough now that, like, not exactly an unknown commodity.
Yeah.
I still can walk around. I still think it's really funny if, say, like, I'm walking around with JP Finley at a game. One, we're at a game, so the group of people there, any of us that's our most famous we can be is at a Commanders game because people are looking for us because we fit in that environment, as opposed to just like, oh, wait, why do I know you in a Kroger or something? I picked a grocery store that's not even here. Are there Krogers in the DMV? I don't think there are.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Why did I say Kroger? Anyway, in the Wegmans, right? But JP, TV, face, the whole deal, super duper recognizable. And this has happened to us because we've done enough stuff. We're walking around at the same thing. And sometimes he'll be like, hey, you know Hoff? And they'll be like, oh, yo! And it's like, man, me and my radio self, we're just walking right next to you. Nobody knew. Then you had to go say something.
Yeah.
So TV, different level of fame than the radio in terms of the reconnaissance out in public.
The stream helps, though.
The stream helps. The YouTube stuff helps. I mean, because we also share a bunch of stuff on social media now. By the way, newest social media, at Hoffman.sports on Instagram Reels, if you want to check us out there. Very funny story from earlier in the week, or last weekend, of Anthony leaving the press box and going to buy a jersey. That's our latest one that we put up. But yeah, it's definitely different. My favorite, though, is when people, like, I start talking to someone and they feel like they know me, but they can't figure it out because they recognize the voice.
Yeah.
And that
I know you from somewhere.
Yeah, I just feel like I know you from somewhere.
I've heard you before.
I don't know. I had that happen the first time I met Peter Rosenberg. That happened to me with him.
Mm.
I'd been listening to him fill in on a national radio show. And I was like, why do I feel like that's who you are? Yep. Yeah. We were in Vegas at Summer League. Fun stuff. Okay, that's enough. I've delayed the terrible bad question long enough. Anthony, can I ask you a horrible football question?
Hold on. I braced myself the last 4 minutes, so I'm ready.
What happens if the Commanders lose?
Ah, that hurts. That hurts. It's a great question. I think a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
I never ask you to. I prefer the truth.
I think a lot of fans will sort of kind of temper their expectations. I think there are fans that are like me that are cautiously optimistic. They want to doubt the Commanders as much as they can, and you know, if the Commanders go out there and win, then like we're going to be so pumped and, you know, happy that they're going out there performing. But at the same token, it's just, are we really as good as our record indicates? Mm-hmm. And I think a loss to a team like the Giants was sort of kind of be like some humble pie, like maybe, you know, we need to reset our palate, get back to, you know, strength, weaknesses of the team and things of that nature. But I think it would just call for us to just all temper our expectations for the team.
I think that it would take a bite out of this season's enthusiasm. I think we have reached a point where people are pretty confident about the Commanders in the long term.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. That people go, yeah, Adam Peters is the right guy. And yeah, there's some problems on this team, but give him another offseason and he'll figure out how to fill a lot of them. And shoot, some of them seem to be filling in real time. Like the pass rush stuff has just not been as big of an issue the past couple of weeks. They just need to finish. But like they were all over Caleb last week. They just mm-hmm. need to actually finish the sacks. And I think most people trust like Frankie Louvu to do that, for instance, is one of the guys who had Caleb dead to rights multiple times and then let him out of his grasp. So I think long term, it doesn't really affect anything. What I think it would do is say, okay, this team feels like a team of destiny. This team feels ordained by some higher power. They just keep finding ways, whether it's Hail Mary or otherwise, Jaden to Terry against Cincinnati, like name the big plays that have come up when they needed to have them this season. And maybe you lose some of that feeling. I think it could definitely push Adam to think about some things differently, depending on how they lose. Do you all of a sudden get really aggressive if Malik Nabers just smokes you and you're like, we need a number one corner? If something weird happens and, you know, all of a sudden wide receiver two looks like, man, like do the Giants just double the mess out of Terry and no one else can make a play? No one else is open. Okay, maybe we need to be a little more aggressive than we thought. Maybe, but I actually don't know how much that really affects things. I think the biggest thing would just be fan base enthusiasm. It makes next week a little less hypey. But if the Commanders are 7-2 going against Pittsburgh, that's a big deal. By the way, I just looked at the old schedule. CBS put out their announcers. We have Ian, Charles, and Evan again. So last week those guys were here, we had Evan on the show. So I'm gonna maybe I'll play musical chairs. Last time I texted a lot with Charles, had coffee with Ian, and had Evan on the show. Maybe this time I'll text a lot with Evan, we'll have Ian on the show, and I'll go get coffee with Charles.
That could be smooth.
It could be fun.
Could be smooth.
Charles is the best. Having coffee with Charles Davis honestly sounds like there are a few ways I'd rather spend a morning. What a great dude that guy is. Anyway, apropos of none of that, if they lose, I think the other factor that will affect how I feel about that is what the Eagles do this weekend, assuming that they're not on a bye. Because if they're going to play like they did last week, where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, or the last 2 weeks, really, where their offense looks really good against a bad New York team and a bad Cincinnati defense. But if their offense is starting to find itself, like, okay, well, now you got a little competition in the division. And you can't miss opportunities like facing one of the worst teams of football, which is what New York has been so far this year. But I don't know. I just, famous last words, but I trust them not to mess it up. Not saying they can't lose, but yeah. I trust them not to lose for a stupid reason.
Yeah.
Which is nice. In terms of the matchup, part of the reason I trust it so much, I think this Washington team can run all over New York. What have been New York's problems in the run game, and how can Cliff Kingsbury, Brian Robinson, Anthony Lynn, Jaden Daniels, Austin Ekeler, and all of the running crew exploit them? Logan Paulson dove into that as part of our Take Command game preview, and we will let you hear that portion of the pod next here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.